Hey, there's something I need to talk with you about. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. Just something I need to get off my chest. Do you remember a few weeks back, when we went to that party together? Yeah, that one. So there was a moment at that party where you're feeling overwhelmed and you asked me to come outside with you and get some fresh air. Do you remember that? Not trying to make you squirm, I'm getting to the point. So I remember in that moment when we were outside and you had cuddled in close to me for comfort, and you gave me this look. There was just a hint of embarrassment in it, but there was something else too, something deeper. That look you're giving me now is pretty similar. See, at first, I thought you were just relieved to be outside the party, but now, not so sure. I almost think it might have been a needy look. Like when you want something, but you just can't say it out loud. Now, why would you have given me a needy look when you are already comfortable? Speechless? It's okay. You don't have to have an answer. I'm pretty sure I already know. We've been friends long enough that I can read you pretty well. You see, I thought I knew what that look meant, but I didn't trust my instincts at first. Looking back on it, though, I think I read you right. That look was and is a needy look. So, what is it that you need so badly, You don't need to answer that either. I already know. What you want is me. You want me to do certain things to you. I could ask what. But I think we both already know, don't we? I wonder what you think of at night before you go to bed, or what you think of when you're alone and horny. Could it be that you think of me doing unspeakable things to you? That you think about me and you fucking? Or maybe just us cuddling, me holding you tightly. It's more than that, though, isn't it? I've told you what I like to do with my lovers. Tie them up and make them beg, or pin them down and tease them. Make them come over and over until I'm fully satisfied. Or hold their head in place with a fistful of hair while they pleasure me. That's what you want, the dominance, the loss of control. You want me to take you, to command you, to make you mine. Or maybe you don't. Maybe I'm wrong about everything I just said. Only you would know. Either way, you have a choice to make. That can all be yours if you want it. If you don't, that's fine. I'm sorry I jumped to conclusions. I hope we can remain friends. But if you do, then just tell me. And you can be mine whenever you choose. So what'll it be? Do you want to be mine?